Come on, kids. It's the last show of the circus. It's the feats of strength. We can't miss it.
Are you going to lift something very heavy?
They're probably going to lift a lion and swing him by the tail.
I'm not sure about that, kids, but you'll see. It's going to be amazing. Let's hurry up.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention to the center ring. It's time for the Crazy Hair Brothers to perform a mighty feat of strength with only their hair.
We're going to attempt to pull this 2002 truck with these chains, these hooks, and this hair. It's our first time ever doing it, but I think we'll be able to accomplish it.
And there they go. They're pulling, and they're doing it. It's happening. Oh, my goodness. Look at that. Oh, my gosh. That's crazy. A cat has just jumped on them, and they've fallen to the ground, and the crowd is saying, oh, my goodness. So much for a feat of strength done here at the circus. We're going to have to go somewhere else. I believe it is time.
Cast off words, darkness.
Oh yeah, it is. Here it comes. It is time. Oh, when the circus goes wrong, God can't go wrong. There's always our refuge, our fortress, our God. In Him do we trust, and we're so glad you're with us. Hello, my name is Ed Gutfeld, and it is time. This is a timely message in the times of the Gentiles for the times and seasons of our life. We've come with a word of edification, exhortation, and comfort to lift people up, glory to God, way down and just pick them up. And we are pulling things up from heaven and bringing them on down. Why? Because heaven has declared some things to be so, and that's just the way it is. We are in a place in time to receive miracles, signs, and wonders, because God is good and God loves us, and the love of God is gripping hearts all over the world. Hey, if you're just, anxious about things, if you're, tense and all bundled up, I want you to know God's just going to take some beautiful oil and just pour it all over your head, and you're going to receive the anointing of God. And to get all inside your heart and just calm you down, settle you down. And we're talking about feats of strength, great feats of strength. And it's found in the book of Hebrews chapter 11. The scripture that God has given us is Hebrews 6:10, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And in the old circus, you know, they used to have feats of strength and people would bend steel and so on and so forth. And today people pull cars with their teeth, and we saw those guys moving a car with their hair until that cat got in the middle. And we're just having some fun, you understand. And we love cats, but that cat got in the middle of everything and turned the page, if you will, on what that was going on. But the scripture says in verse 33, Hebrews chapter 11, these people, through faith, they subdued kingdoms, they wrought righteousness, they obtained promises, they stopped the mouths of lions. What an incredible feat of faith. And people can do the impossible. You know that? We can do the impossible because we have God. And you, my friend, can do the impossible. You will do the impossible. I'm telling you right now, you are going to do the impossible with your life. And you say, how do you know? Well, I know what God says. I know what God says about you. I know what God says about me. And, you know, it's possible to do the impossible. For with God, nothing is impossible. That's right. And so we need to agree with what God says and realize that we're following a Lord who did the impossible. He does the impossible all the time. And so we want to hook up with our God who does the impossible all the time. And that way we will be walking in a realm where we too are doing the impossible. Hey, I want you to listen to this, because this is all about our elder brother Jesus, who rose from the dead and did the impossible.
He's been known to heal the sick in distant towns by only speaking a word. He once walked on water just to get closer to his friends. He fed 5,000 people with only 5 loaves and 2 fishes. His blood redeemed the world. He is the Son of God, Savior of the world. Drink the living water that only He can give. He said,
"You'll never thirst again, my friends."
Yeah, that's about our Jesus. He did the impossible. He does the impossible. He will always do the impossible because He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And guess what? You can do the impossible because all things are possible to those who believe. Come on, let's rise up in faith. Let's take hold of His garment and say, "Lord, I'm going to put Your word in my heart. And I too am going to rise above the beggarly elements of this world." Let's praise Him right now. This is All Things Are Possible, Hillsong. That's Hillsong's All Things Are Possible. That's who we are serving. We're serving the God of the impossible. Everything is possible with Him. when we believe. And that's what we want to do. We want to help you believe. We want to strengthen that area of our life where we can believe. You know, we on the last broadcast, this is part number two, on the last broadcast, we talked about that most powerful scripture in Isaiah, in Isaiah chapter 40. And it is so wonderful to trust in the Lord because he is able to bring us to a place that we could not bring ourselves to. You know, God gives power to the faint. He increases strength to them that have no might. Somebody said, well, you know, I'm not a very strong person. Well, guess what? You don't have to be in yourself. And that's the key. Oh, so many people. I've met so many people that have couldn't look anybody in the eye, you know, and were shy people. And they just didn't have the what you would call the natural strength and whatnot. That's okay. That's all right. God made you. You're fearfully and wonderfully made the way you are. But God finds us in a place where he finds us, but he doesn't leave us that way. He doesn't leave any of us that way. Some people need to be, you know, God needs to deal with their pride and arrogance a lot more than others. Yeah, and they have a natural sense of strength maybe. And maybe it's way too pronounced in a sense of bravado or something, and they're full of pride and they pound their chest and they talk about themselves all the time. Well, and then there's this other person who's just shy, sits in the corner and says, boy, I wish I could be like that. No, you don't want to be like that. You want to be like the Lord Jesus. He was the perfect person. He was a perfect God-man, and he walked into a room with great confidence, yet he didn't take it over and treat people with disrespect, and he didn't talk over people, and he didn't walk over people. And so the scripture said in Isaiah 40, have you not known, or have you not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. Now get ready for this, because we're talking about feats of strength here. He gives power to the faint. You know, this is like going to the spiritual gym and working out. And you can go there all the time. And he gives power to the faint. You're lifting the barbells of heaven. And your muscles of love and strength are getting stronger. And patience and goodness and mercy and all the things that are characteristic of a godly man and woman are getting stronger. Why? Because we wait on the Lord. And he gives power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. You don't even have to have anything when you come to God except an open heart. And when you give him your open heart, he gives you a heart of flesh instead of a heart of stone. And that heart of flesh, that means it's soft, it's pliable, and that God can do things with you. And if you just look at God and just lift up your hands and say, I receive Jesus. I receive him as my Lord and Savior. And I need power today, Lord, so I'm asking for power. And if you take his scriptures, his word, his Bible, the Bible said that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. These are mighty feats of faith that are being done. Yeah, mighty acts of faith, mighty feats of faith. In the Hebrews chapter 11, these are people who live by faith. And they took what God said and they believed it, and they stopped the mouths of lions. Oh my goodness. You talk about feats of faith, but they also endured till the end. A lot of people don't endure. They give up on people. They say, you offended me, you hurt me, you disrespected me, you dissed me. But see, these are people that are weak in their heart and they can't forgive, and they don't receive strength from God, but God gives power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But what does it say about those who wait on the Lord? It says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. You know what he's saying? He's saying that strength will rise as you wait upon the Lord. Strength will rise in your life and cause you to be a different person, and you will be one of those people that walk in the power of God all the days of your life. Oh, I know that's what you want. Isn't that what you want? Lord, I just before we go any further, let's just pray. because God is, I believe, God is doing great things for us. And part of those great things is he's imparting something to us, even as we speak right here and now. He's imparting things to us that will give us a brand new outlook on life, a brand new strength in the Lord. Father, I thank you right now in the wonderful name of Jesus. I thank you for your strength that comes to us as we wait upon your name, as we wait upon you, Lord. You cause us, God, to mount up with wings as eagles, to run and not be weary, and we thank you that strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord. Come on.
Strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord. Wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. Strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord. Wait upon the Lord. We will wait upon the Lord. You reign forever.
High on wings like eagles. They'll shall run and not grow weary. They'll walk and not faint.
Yeah, it's Lincoln Brewster, the everlasting God. And what a powerful song. Strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord. We're talking about feats of strength. This is our second broadcast on this subject. And we talked about already, all things are possible to those who believe. That would give us strength, wouldn't it? Oh, absolutely. And strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord. It is an amazing truth that comes from the Word that gives us the power to believe what God says. Natural strength comes for natural things. We can work out with our muscles. We can run. We can jog. We can lift weights. We can do these isometric exercises. And these are good things for our body, and they're wonderful things to tone ourselves. But that, the Bible said, bodily exercise profits for a little while. And thank God it does. But spiritual things profit forever. Godliness is profitable unto all things, and you can never underestimate the strength that comes from spiritual power and spiritual development. And the Word tells us that we should desire the sincere milk of the Word that we may grow thereby. Somebody said, well, how can I grow in this strength? How can I grow in the strength of the Lord? Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. How can you do that? Well, you do that simply by taking heed to the Word of God. And the more you feed on the Word, the stronger you get. The more a seed you plant in your garden, the more fruit you'll have. The more you attend to the Word, the more the Word will strengthen your heart and cause you to be a strong person. You know, we are developing a team of people called Team Edify. And what we endeavor to do is we have these buttons, these colorful buttons, just to wear a button and to edify people and say, you know, I want to be on this team and I want to be a person that edifies people. Because when we go and we edify people, hey, we're all going to grow. We're all going to be stronger. And we're going to be able to perform feats of strength that are like the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews, where God talks about the fact that they turned back the mouths of lions. We read that in 11 verse 34. He quenched the violence of fire. And, one time I was surrounded in my car by four people and they wanted to beat me up, and they had weapons and there's things that they could have done to me. But, you know, I said, well, here it goes. I just started preaching. Hey, praise the Lord. Does anybody want prayer? Does anybody need Jesus? Strength arose in me. That was a feat of faith. I'll tell you what, you know, I could have done 100 different things. And a lot of those things, the fear wanted to grip me. But just like Popeye, you know, and Popeye, he has a can of spinach and he just grab it and it flies up in the air, goes down his mouth, and suddenly his muscles go boom. Well, the Holy Spirit is inside of us. And when he stirs us up, suddenly you have a strength that you didn't have before. It's not your own. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And that's what happened. And they said, hey, let's leave him alone. He's got something that, we can't handle. And so we did this little bit, and we want you to understand that in this corner, it's like a boxing match, the devil against the church. But guess what? The church wins. That's right.
In this corner, wearing red trunks, hailing from the mountain of God, created as the anointed cherub that covers, but since has been cast out as profane and fallen from heaven as lightning, destined to be cast into the lake of fire and brimstone with the beast and the false prophet, to be tormented day and night forever and ever. He is the prince of the power of the air, the prince of darkness, the dragon, that old serpent, better known as Lucifer. I give you the devil and Satan. In this corner, wearing white trunks, left for dead in trespasses and sins, with no righteousness of their own, but now crucified with Christ, buried with Christ, and raised with Christ to walk in newness of life, the General Assembly and Church of the Firstborn, which are written in heaven, the Church of Jesus Christ.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. I'll tell you what, it is time. and we're doing something about that old devil, that serpent. We're putting him under our feet, and we have weapons of our warfare that are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And this is a word from our sponsor this half hour. It is 2Core 10-4. Our sponsor this half hour is 2Core 10-4. Has your mind been plagued and bombarded with the high traffic of vain imaginations? Have the thoughts and accusations from the father of lies been jamming and congesting the freeways of your mind? Do human reasonings and haughty intellectual arrogance overcrowd and clog the corridors and throughways of your thinking? Then it's time you try 2Core 10-4. 2Core 10-4 was first introduced by the Apostle Paul around 56 AD. 2Core 10-4 carries the anointing of God and has been overpowering mental congestion for centuries. Known by its full name, 2 Corinthians 10:4, this passage of Spirit and Life has been eliminating stress and anxiety through its authoritative casting down power. Yes, the thoughts are cast down when the believer addresses them so in the mighty name of Jesus. When this gospel is applied, the mental traffic and congestion is cleared up and all thoughts of peace prevail. When 2Core 10-4 is on the job, the traffic report is clear and smooth sailing. You can find 2Core 10-4 in the New Testament in the book of 2 Corinthians, right after 1 Corinthians and just before Galatians. 2Core 10-4, a spiritual weapon to fight and beat the mental traffic jam. Apply it today and be at peace in moments. That's right, 2Core 10-4 is a proud sponsor of It Is Time, and we are so happy to be involved with 2 Corinthians 10:4 and the Word of God. This is I Know Who I Am. Yeah, this is Israel Houghton. I know who I am. We know who we are. Come on. We're strong in the Lord.
I am yours. I am yours. I know.
Yeah, Israel Houghton, and I know who I am. That's what we got to do. We got to know who we are. I'll tell you something. When you don't know who you are at the mercy of everything. But when you know who you are and who you belong to, oh, Paul said, you know, I've come to know and believe the love that God has for me. If you know and believe God's love, then nobody can rip you off, man, because you know who you belong to. And I am the possession of heaven. We've been bought with a price. Therefore, we glorify God in our body, which is the Lord's, and in our spirit, which is the Lord's. And so we are very, very privileged to be able to say we know who we are. We're His. Isn't that great? Isn't that wonderful that we can know who we are and walk in the light of that? Oh, my goodness. The Bible says, actually, it says in 1 Corinthians 13 where he talks about love, you know. And then he says, face to face, we'll know even as we are known. There's a part of this revelation that's going to come even deeper in the future. But for right now, we've got to thank God that He has revealed who we are in Christ, who Christ is in us, and what Christ can do through us. That's an amazing delineation right there. I know who I am in Christ. I know who Christ is in me, and I know what Christ can do through me. He can do these things. I like what somebody said. Jesus, the Jesus that lives inside of you, is the same Jesus that's seated at the throne of God. That's pretty cool. I like that. And so we've got a taste of heaven on the inside of us, and we have the what the Bible calls the down payment or the guarantee, the first fruits of our eternal inheritance is the power of the Holy Spirit on the inside of us. And so we want to walk in the power of that heavenly outburst of heaven on earth. As it says in the book of Deuteronomy, that we'll walk with God. We'll experience times that are like heaven on earth, the 11th chapter of Deuteronomy. And so why don't you get excited and stir up the gift of God? This is Heaven on Earth by David and Nicole Binion. And we're going to do feats of strength because we have heaven's blessing on the inside. Amen.
Just like heaven. darkness calling for you to come higher. See everything from a new point of view. Be seated with Jesus in heavenly places. From his perspective, everything is made new. There is lightning and thunder, miracles and wonders, sound of many waters, heaven on earth.
Yeah, that's David and Nicole Binion. Heaven on Earth. Whoa, yeah, you might want to go on YouTube and check that out. That is a very powerful video as well, Heaven on Earth. And man, it always blesses me when God reveals something so powerful in his word. And it is wonderful just to have God's grace on our life. Talking about strength that comes from God for mighty feats of strength. We don't have to bend steel. We don't have to lift a car over our head or some other thing like that. Mighty feats of strength come as we wait on the Lord. You know, just to have the patience for people, just to have the patience to love somebody, just to have the patience to forgive people, and the strength to forgive people, the strength to hang in there when others fail. 1 Corinthians 13 says, love never fails. It never runs out. It never comes to an end. You know, when you think about the fact that God is love, it makes the acts that we do in love the greatest acts that we could do, because that's as close to God's nature as we can get, is love. And it is strengthened by other things such as patience and long suffering and endurance and all these other things. But love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never runs out, never comes to an end. What a mighty, powerful truth that is. And we have access to things that the world does not. If you're a believer, you have access to powerful weapons, powerful tools that you can use. And Satan is in the red trunks and he gets beat up. We win. And you read the end of the book and we are the ones, hallelujah, standing at the end. And we want to thank God for that, because that is a good thing that we know who we are. We know in the name of Jesus that we have a God that overcame all things that are necessary for us to win and impart to us all things necessary for us to keep winning. And that's an important truth. And I thought about the fact that, we can lift up holy hands. Listen to me very closely, friend. Just by lifting up your hands, you may be by yourself listening to this podcast, waiting for the next song to come. But I'll tell you something. If you'll lift up your hands, the Bible said, I'll lift up my hands in the sanctuary. Why? Because when we lift up our hands, the Bible said, lift up holy hands without wrath and doubting. When we lift up our hands, we're telling God, lifting up hands means I'm a covenant person. And you're saying, God, I believe your promise. I believe what you said. I believe what you said in your word is coming to pass. And if you need healing for your body, if you need finances for your life, if you just want a closer walk with the Lord, and you just want a heart that's tender, just say, God, I yield myself to you. I lift up my hands. I lift up my hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. That is a beautiful act of faith. And God takes that very seriously and very powerfully. and he'll meet you in that place. I'm telling you, you get a heart. This is a song by Jeremy Riddle. Talk about strength. Strength comes from those out of, it says in Hebrews chapter 11, out of weakness they were made strong. Why? Because God touched their heart. This is a song called Sweetly Broken by Jeremy Riddle, and it is a song of grace and faith that'll help you and bless you in your walk with God to do mighty feats of strength. Let him have our hearts. Take our heart, God. Fill it with your spirit and your likeness. Amen.
To the cross I look, and to the cross I cling. Of its suffering I do drink, of its work I do sing. On it my Savior, both bruised and crushed, showed that God is love and God is just.
Oh,
Yeah, it's Jeremy Riddle and Sweetly Broken. You know, there's something about God touching a heart that is so wonderful, so beautiful, so gracious. It's the work of the cross, and it touches our heart, touches our life. And God imparts his beauty into us so that we are, as it says in 2 Corinthians 3:18, if we look into the Word, we're changed in the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. You can't help but get strong there. You can't help but grow in strength and perform mighty feats of strength. Hallelujah. Maybe you waited a few years for a friend to get saved because you stood strong. You didn't give up. That's a mighty feat of faith. That's a mighty feat in God. Amen. And you gained a brother. Maybe somebody just, opposed himself. The Bible said there are people that do oppose themselves, But you stood in faith and loved that person irregardless, and you won that person back. Oh, that's happened so many times. And it's so beautiful when it does. It's the kingdom in operation. We're not here to be, God didn't say go into all the world and be appreciated. He said go into all the world and share my gospel. Preach the gospel. Tell somebody the good news. Hey, on yesterday's, or the last podcast, we had a little section by Rick Renner, the mighty teacher of the Word of God. And we talked about Ephesians 6:10. It says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And that word strong means to pour the power in a receptacle. And we're the receptacle of God's power. He's pouring it into us so we can be strong. Amen. And he's going to talk a little about when he says, be strong in the Lord in the power of his might. Where he's going to talk a little bit about the word might there in Ephesians 6:10. So you might want to get a piece of paper and pencil, or you get your computer and get out your notepad or whatever you want to call it. Or maybe you have an iPad or whatever you got, whatever you like to write with these days. You might want to take some notes here because it's not long. It's just a couple minutes. And then we'll be right back in something powerful, something wonderful in song as well. And so we want you to go ahead and listen to Brother Rick Renner.
Before I leave here, I want to talk to you about Ephesians 6:10, where Paul says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power, we saw that word yesterday, of his might. What is the difference between power and might? Well, we saw the word power is the word in duo, a compound of in and duo. It describes a power which is designed to be placed in some kind of receptacle. It's not a free-floating power that floats through the air, but this is a power which has been designed to be placed inside something, and you and I are the receptacles. We were made to be the receivers of this power. But Paul says, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. The word might is the word iskuos. And that word iskuos describes a mighty man. We would say this is like a muscle builder, somebody whose arms are just covered with muscles. They're the very picture of might. And in this particular case, it says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. So really, it's a depiction of God. And I like to say that God, if we could see him, would be Mr. Universe. He has the might to rule the universe. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. And it tells us that when we have received the infilling of the Holy Spirit, when we have received the power of God somehow in a way that my mind doesn't understand, it connects us to the muscular, mighty ability of God. And that's why we human beings can pray in the name of Jesus. But mighty things take place when we pray, because the power of God connects us to the muscular ability of God, the same ability that created the universe, the same ability that parted the Red Sea, the same ability that raised Jesus from the dead. That's the power that is in us. We are connected to the power of his great, mighty, muscular abilities. That's the power that's standing behind you and me when we are filled with the Holy Spirit. So Paul says, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might.
That is powerful. We are to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I want you to know something. If we went back to the big top of faith, back at that circus, we could just have you walk around as Mr. Universe and Mrs. Universe. Why? Because we're strong in the power of his might. Just go ahead and flex those spiritual muscles of faith, hope, and love. We are mighty, muscular men of faith and women of faith, muscular and mighty in the ability of his might. Oh, you're on display for the world to see, not to draw attention to yourself, but to say, look what God has done. Look what he's done in the new creation. Hallelujah. We're just having a little bit of fun, but look what he's done in the new creation. He's done something for us so that we can bear all things, believe all things, hope all things, endure all things with the power of his might. That to me is just amazing, amazing truth that we just get to embrace and love and say, God, you know what? This makes me want to attack new things in life. When things come my way, I'm not going to do it in the power of my might. No, 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 no. I'm going to do it in the power of his might. I'm going to put on the whole armor of God, and I'm going to be strong in the Lord and let God do something different in my life in terms of being there and being strong and waiting on him and seeing his patience, his love, his guidance, his power perform in my life. Instead of me just doing it my way, I want to do it his way. And that makes everything different. Amen. Amazing Grace. This is Chris Tomlin. This is a wonderful song. Amazing Grace. My chains are gone. You're not being held down anymore. You've got the power of his might flowing in your life. Be blessed with this song in Jesus' name.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear? The hour I first unending love, amazing. the sun forbear to shine. But God, who called me here below, will be forever mine. Will be forever.
Chris Tomlin, Amazing Grace, My Chains Are Gone.
No, honey, I agree. We should be seeking eternal answers about life. But the question is, where? I mean, no way am I going to some online do-it-yourself guru or some $600 a weekend, you're all God's crackpot. Isn't that right, little buddy? Yeah, I'm not looking for some hyped-up, frenzy-based super church either. Tell me where I can get some truthful answers with honesty and purity. I'll be there today. The whole family. And that means you too, little guy.
Yeah, talk to Jesus. He's been leading people into the truth and life for 2,000 years. It's his book, the Bible. It has all his simple truths that bring families together for a safe, simple, and secure eternal life. Talk to Jesus. He's the way.
Hey, Greg. Check this out. If I rub these two sticks together, I could get fire. Look at this. Whoa! Wow! Hey, man. That's pretty cool. But if I lift these two hands up, I get the Holy Ghost and fire.
It is time to cast off works and darkness.
Yeah, this is Ed Gutfeld back again, and we've had a wonderful broadcast talking about the mighty feats of faith, mighty feats of strength in the Lord when we abide in Him and He abides in us. Great things happen. We're a good combination, and he's looking for someone to pour his power into. The receptacle is you and me, and we thank God that we are available for him and to walk in grace and power. Well, that's all the time we have for today. We'll go ahead and crank up the Harley. It's time to keep shouting the victory, though. You got to tell somebody, you know. You got to keep telling it. It's time to rise up and declare the greatness of our God. Hey, till next time, this is Ed Gutfeld saying don't put it off because there's too much to do, and it is time to do it.